Wikipedia, for all its faults, is supposed to give fair and unbiased information. Only objective experts are supposed to have access to its articles for editing. So why in the world would you want congressional staff members, those partisan beasties, to come anywhere near Wikipedia? Well, the Cato Institute's senior fellow, Jim Harper, has come up with a list of good reasons. He joins us now. Jim, great to have you on.
Thanks for having me on.
All right, so you are contending that congressional editing of certain Wikipedia articles would help government transparency. Tell us how.
Well, that's true. I think the partisan beasties can be somewhat controlled on a platform like Wikipedia, which does require neutrality, a neutral point of view in articles. We found in a recent study that over a 90-day period, there were 400,000 hits on articles about legislation on Wikipedia. That means that's a place where ordinary people are coming to learn what's happening in Congress. There isn't a lot of content. There isn't a lot of depth to these articles, but many of them were created by a researcher I work with at Cato, trying to spur a conversation on Wikipedia, development of information that will inform American visitors better about what's going on. If congressional staff and others who are expert in these areas would come on Wikipedia and provide information to the public, that would be a better resource for Americans who want to understand what's happening.
I mean, it is true if you look at the Thomas summaries or some of the summaries put out by different groups, they're almost unintelligible. And, of course, reading legislation itself, even for someone versed in this stuff, it's almost impossible to understand what a law really does unless you have 90 hours to study it line by line. So do you feel that the explanations of what a bill would do could be clearer to anybody that takes a look here?
Absolutely, and you're right that even the CRS summaries, which are helpful, are really oriented toward experts. And so a platform like Wikipedia would allow people to come on, provide better information, and literally links to further information so that people who are interested, and they are interested in what's happening, can go and really, really discern what a bill is about, what it would do, what are the existing conditions that the bill would affect, and so on and so forth. Really good editing of Wikipedia by experts in Congress and, of course, in the executive branch would help to inform the public more. Now, there's a concern, of course. It's fair to say that Congress has been averse to Wikipedia editing, and the Wikipedia community has been suspicious of Congress. That's because of the problem with conflict of interest. An editor who goes on Wikipedia trying to influence the direction of Wikipedia in their favor is going to run into a lot of trouble and create a lot of suspicion. There's a real strong ethic that you have to be neutral. You have to describe the debate without trying to win it. You have to lay out facts, and you have to show the sources that you used for those facts. That's a requirement of Wikipedia. It should be a requirement of political debate. There can be, frankly, a better debate that's more substantive among editors going on Wikipedia to indicate what the real deal is with legislation in Congress.
So let's give an example here. Take the Affordable Care Act of a few years ago, which was so big that even if you downloaded the PDF, it would take 20 minutes. And most of it is gobbledygook in the sense that it is amending earlier legislation, so it's lots and lots and lots and lots of references to lines and paragraphs and words in previous law referencing those by their numbers. So that's what most of it is. How could this have helped people understand what that law was going to do and how it would affect people if this kind of Wikipedia editing had been in place?
You're right. Federal practice with legislation is to do cut and bite. That is where you just indicate what you want to change in the existing statutes. That's very hard to read, and the demand that members of Congress should read the bill is really a stand-in for the idea that the public should have a real idea of what's going on before there's a vote in Congress. Well, Wikipedia is a place where the experts who are knowledgeable about the meaning of a bill, including the Affordable Care Act or any other legislation, can go and write summaries providing to the public the truth and an accessible truth about what a piece of legislation would do. The ideal is for editors on both sides to go to Wikipedia and make the best arguments in a neutral way so that the public can have access to those arguments and can understand better what's happening. There's a rather notorious quote that may be taken out of context, but it's still notorious, of Representative Nancy Pelosi saying, "We have to pass the bill so you can see what's in it." That stands as a symbol for what actually happens most of the time these days, is that the American people really don't have an understanding of what's happening. We need to give them every avenue we can to understand, and their suspicion of what happens in Washington will fade away as their ability to understand and then influence the process increases.
We're speaking with Jim Harper, a senior fellow at the Cato Institute. And so just briefly tell us what it takes to become a Wikipedia editor. How do you go about that? And who has to say, yes, you can have editing rights?
Actually, anyone can edit Wikipedia. You don't even have to log in. Although the logging in and editing under a screen name helps you create a reputation for reliability, accuracy, and good editing practices. But going to Wikipedia.org, you can edit any article on any page. If you log in and edit consistently, you'll start to learn about editing culture. It's a little bit of an unfriendly environment, I have to say, to newbies, and they're actually newbie is the word they use for people who have just come on and started editing. Some editors can be a little bit harsh on people who don't know how to edit Wikipedia, but if you stick with it and you learn the editing practices and you learn Wikipedia's traditions, you can really contribute to a resource that makes a great deal of information available to people. Wikipedia's credo is to try to make all information available to everyone around the world. That's a big deal. Some of the information that people would really like to know, of course, though, is what's happening in the Congress, what's happening in the federal government, how do these things work? People want to know how it works so they can affect the process themselves.
And from a process standpoint of the editing from the congressional point of view, do you envision, say, people from both parties, staff members, getting together and maybe jointly editing so they both agree that this is what they want to say about it?
Absolutely. I think it's important that people on both sides of all issues participate and learn and understand that Wikipedia requires that neutrality. Wikipedia has dealt with some of the most controversial issues, and Wikipedia editors have come to conclusions, very precise, detailed conclusions about how to write about issues. If there's a dispute, you write about the dispute. You don't try to write who's right in the dispute, just who stands for what on which side. The Wikipedia articles on legislation, and those are easily found by searching 113th Congress list of bills, for example. Those articles describe very often what organizations are taking what positions on legislation. That helps people understand what the legislation is about, what the major points of debate are about. Yes, you absolutely need both sides to participate, and both sides aspire to neutrality in their editing.
Now, I'm a pretty heavy user of Wikipedia, and I think I'm pretty sharp as to when something is biased and when something's objective, depending on what it is you're reading about. In fact, I send the money every year because I think it's such a fantastic resource. But often there are these sort of words from above, above an article saying this one has problems with objectivity or this one's written like a commercial, this type of warning. And it even gives you a symbol to, you know, check here if you want to improve it. So who puts those on? Is that other editors or is there some kind of Wikipedia Uber command that is looking at all of this?
Well, there's a cadre of Wikipedia experts, people who are on Wikipedia all the time, and they tend to do reviews across the site, and they come across articles that lack sufficient sources, articles that appear to show bias, articles that are too short, and articles that are too long, and they'll put a flag at the top of the article indicating that, suggesting to other editors, issue area experts, to come in and improve those articles. That's one of the key ways to think about Wikipedia. If you find something wrong with an article, and there are plenty of articles that have things wrong with them, if you find something wrong, your job should be to fix it. The people that are listening to you right now are experts in legislative process, in executive branch operations. There are probably articles about what they do on Wikipedia right now, and those articles probably aren't very good. People in the Washington, D.C. area could improve those articles, improve the state of knowledge about the federal government all over the country and around the world through Wikipedia.
But it's safe to say there is a culture or a background requirement of respect for the truth and respect for maybe other people's opinions when you do go about that editing.
That's right, and it's a requirement of Wikipedia culture to respect others. Take time. There are debates. Each article has a talk page that sort of conceptually sits in the background. Go to the talk page and discuss what's on the page. There are very often fights, and the fights on Wikipedia are the things that stand out in people's memory. But the best Wikipedians are the ones who talk out what the structure of an article should be, what the content of an article should be, those disputes about neutrality or non-neutrality, the sufficiency of sources. Those are all discussed on talk pages, and good Wikipedians go on those pages and discuss with other interested editors what the article should look like and what the issues are, how they can best be resolved.
And do you think if staffers could come together and create objective views of legislation, whatever it might be, do you think that might maybe filter upstream just a little bit and create somewhat more comity among lawmakers themselves?
Well, miracles are possible, I suppose. Yeah, I think that the better quality debate, it'd be delightful to have the younger staffers, and undoubtedly the Wikipedia editors are going to be among the younger staffers, have them use Wikipedia to share information about what they're doing, what their employers are doing, and demonstrate the possibility of having better editing, better conversations about legislation. That might actually rise up to the level where debates are more refined. There's been an interesting interplay between Wikipedia recently and Twitter. Someone created an automatic Twitter bot that called Congress Edits that tracks edits coming from congressional IP addresses, that are in the House and people who are and Senate, people who are editing without logging in, so not using usernames. Those are displayed on Wikipedia using IP address. And this Twitter bot regularly shows edits coming from Congress. That has a little bit of a negative cast on Wikipedia editing because anonymous edits tend not to be as reliable as the edits of logged in users. We created a similar bot called WikiBills, which shows all edits to articles about legislation in Congress. So following WikiBills on Twitter can show you what articles are being edited, give you the opportunity to look at those edits and see if they're appropriate. So again, the folks in the federal area who are issue area experts can track what's going on Wikipedia, can contribute information so that Americans are better informed about what's happening.
So it might be that someday you really can tell if someone's a dog on the Internet.
Again, miracles are possible.